And then where?
Then
You're going there by train or plane?
No, by train. General Food Express. There are a couple of new devotees who are coming, so we'll take them on an adventure on the human trains.
Well, it'll certainly be an adventure.
Plus, it's a lot cheaper.
Depends how you look at it. To Puri, to Bhubaneswar.
Puri, because to Puri. Mm-hmm. It was contemplated going to Bhubaneswar. Decided to push to Puri.
It's a better train that goes to Bhubaneswar.
It stops there and it's working.
No, that's where it ends. You have to take a taxi from there. To Puri train, sorry. Okay, you had the. You're rare in a girl.
Yeah, it's a question based on the class you gave so many people last week.
Oh, boy, I really remember that.
Yeah, just to the context, he's explaining about Prahlad Maharaj and his level of faith. And it was such that even when he was put into danger by his father, he didn't cry out to the Lord for protection, even when he was thrown over a cliff. And we often explain how he didn't call out, he just was completely had faith that the Lord would save him.
Mm.
So it's just, what's the mood or what's the motive for the residents of Vrindavan? Is their devotion, their higher situation? But there is, for instance, when Indra sent these rains and described that having no other shelter, they were called out for Krishna. And Arista saw them when he came and with the gopis, they embraced the tamal tree. Like kind of taking shelter of Krishna. So I wonder what's the motive there for them? It's partly for protection of their body, I guess.
They don't know anybody else but Krishna, so everything is in relationship with them. It's just, they call out to him in love. I don't have anybody but him. And Prahlad Maharaj is showing, he's setting what an example of a real sadhaka is, advanced, but sadhaka. They just act on the perfection of platform which passes. So whatever they do is perfect. Even if it appears that it's lesser, just like they just engage in taking care of their homes, and they behave like grihasthas. And, sannyasis may appear to be more renounced than them, but everything they do is on the platform of love. Just like once some other elderly cowherd men came from outside Vrindavan to Nanda Maharaj's court, just as everyone was sitting around and they were talking about Krishna. And when they talk about Krishna, it's just like I hear parents, they talk about their children. Oh, you know, he's just always talking about Ram and Krishna, and you know, so Krishna conscious, and so they get completely enamored. And that's how they're talking about Krishna as well. And how Krishna brought the shoes on his head, and they don't know he's God. So these other coward men, they're on the way to pilgrimage, so they started preaching to Nanda Maharaj. He says, "You're an old man now. And all these other people here, they're also, they should be thinking more about spiritual life, becoming detached from your home, instead of just being obsessed with your child and worrying about all your household facilities so that he has everything." And they just laughed. They weren't interested in hearing someone else talking about how to be detached from Krishna. And they just continued. So even Lord Brahma, he says like that, that ordinary perspective, they look like materialistic people. They're just concerned about their cows and their family and their home, and you know, they got Brahmins, they're Vaishnavas, and ritualistic activities. They also worship demigods and so many other things. But actually, they're, because their lives just revolve around Krishna, and everything is completely in relationship to Krishna. So, actually, on the highest platform of pure devotion, there's no. So they have that saying, appearances can be deceptive. They can't. Vaishnava yakriyam dravidyana bujavadam. You can't tell. From the behavior of paramahansas, you can't judge. It's just beyond ordinary people like us.
He says he wants to do something. In China, I've been showing pictures of Radha Shamsunga, showing him the atmosphere and having a really unique set in place.
Yeah, you should. It's not a. It's not a difficult thing just to, adapt patterns, and if devotees are just in touch, then, you can find out what outfits are being made, and then you just get them adapted. In fact, it would probably be much cheaper. Outfits would be much cheaper if, instead of making one, if they were making two with, same, embroidery and same silk and same patterns. So they were there doing, that's much, I'm sure we'd both be saving money on that. Why should mine have any copy of the same person wearing the same clothes?
Perhaps they won't come out exactly the same.
Well, the patterns are different. I'm just saying, if they get made at the same time, at the same place, they'll be cheaper. Because the making will be the, ingredients will be cheaper. So if you were in touch with now Astasaki is the head pujari, and not Pushpa Gopal, so she'll be there for a long time because she's not marrying or not having children. So you could just coordinate dresses, outfits. I think it would be advantageous.
I have noticed you use really beautiful cloth, really fine, beautiful silk.
Even sometimes, just like they went in the fall, they went to London to buy silk.
So. Interesting. We are living in London, we go through.
I always wanted, that was always my dream, that we have our own daily clothing department, and somehow or another get these passionate ladies to sit still and do that kind of embroidering, which isn't very difficult. It's not like rocket science, and I could be actually doing it there and doing it for deities in Europe, and make outfits, and instead of having, anyway, they're all Vijvasis, but they're mostly all Muslims who do that, have Vaishnavas doing it, and instead of the money going for the exploitation of Vrindavan, can go for developing Vrindavan. And just
I had the discussion with Ranchok, and he was discussing that point that because we offered a night outfit, and it was quite simple. He was glorifying that it was made by devotees, and it wasn't made like so-called in a quote-unquote factory.
Yes. Yeah.
But at the moment it does come out a bit simple, not so musical. It's just a bit more practice.
It's just people out to make money, and this is a good way of making money. And I can't even imagine the vast amounts of money ISKCON spends on daily outfits in India. I mean, it must be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, pounds, if it doesn't hit the million mark. I guess the only reason it wouldn't is because the standard of our deity worship is not so high in ISKCON in many places, and in many places they don't pose it. Rather artificial, it's one outfit a year. You're making them, but before they were getting one outfit a year. A night outfit. So, and I'm sure they're not the only ones. Anyway.
Probably outfits which provide shelter would make by the devotees too much in the intricate details.
Some, the ones that when we buy cloth, like in London, and then, you know, we do our embroidery. There were some Russian Matajis there who were very good at embroidering, and they were making really nice outfits. But then sometimes, you know, for night outfits, simpler outfits, it's a real sort of time-absorbing job, and you know, you got to know how to do it. They were pretty fast. Just near New Rajadan is city called Bujak, and it's very famous for embroidery in Hungary, and there's a temple there who are very good friends with the priest when it comes to Nibodhidam often. And anyway, in that temple are the Catholic temple, are the oldest. They have deities. They have like about 15 or 20 deities of saints all around. Were you there, Bujak? And they dress the deities every week. They change the clothes every week. And so that in that town, the ladies, they make all the embroidery, they make all the local embroidery, and they do it. And that's been going on for 800 years. Catholics are the most deity-oriented Christians. And their altar is also, you know, it's a deity of Mary and Jesus Christ. And I don't remember whether they get dressed daily or, but once every week they dress all the deities. They change the dress on a weekly basis. So, you know, I allot. Wanted all of he gave instructions to devotees to make deity outfits and
I guess we get caught out because
Vrindavan. Anyway, having it made in Vrindavan is a lesser problem. Not having it made is a greater problem. Baby's not having any outfits.
It's kind of a Western type of mentality that you can get something paid for something quick and just do it. Actually saying, if we think about it, we should encourage devotees to make a hard outfit.
Devotees are so passionate.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit there 12 hours a day. I'd rather, get a job punching computer keys or something and pay someone else to do it.
And I've got a couple of devotees who would do that, but they also want some pay.
Of course. Well, maintenance. Yeah, you have to maintain them, they have to eat. And if they're doing it in downtown London, it's going to cost you three times as much as getting the people living in Vrindavan to a good place. So that's why it works if they're living somewhere in the country and it doesn't cost anything to leave. You don't need electricity. Unless someone had this genius idea of getting an embroidery machine and then automating the whole thing, and all you got to do is put in the banner, the pattern into the machine, and the machine automatically does it. Thank you.